I want to tell you a story about two strangers. The first is The Stuff of Hollywood, a 1946 film called The Stranger, directed by Orson Welles. Welles stars in it, too. He plays a Nazi war criminal who's resettled in a New England college town as a professor with an assumed name. When he's suspected by Edward G. Robinson's character, an investigator for the UN War Crimes Commission, he attempts to make himself appear beyond suspicion by claiming that the German people cannot be reformed by the international community, but must be annihilated.
The German sees himself as the innocent victim of world envy and hatred conspired against, set upon by inferior peoples, inferior nations. He cannot admit to error, much less to wrongdoing. Mankind is waiting for the Messiah, but for the German. The Messiah is not the Prince of Peace. He's another Barbarossa. Another Hitler.
Well, then you have no faith in the reforms that are being effected in Germany.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Wilson. I can't believe that people can be reformed except from within. The basic principles of equality and freedom never have, never will take root in Germany. The will to freedom has been voiced in every other tongue. All men are created equal, liberté, égalité, fraternité, but in German...
There's Marx. Proletarians unite, you have nothing to lose but your chains.
But Marx wasn't a German, Marx was a Jew.
For Robinson's character, this is the dead giveaway that Welles is a Nazi.
Well, who but a Nazi would deny that Karl Marx was a German because he was a Jew? I think I'll stick around for a while.
Recently, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer had a terse interaction with an American woman of Indian descent. It ended with Spicer saying, "Such a great country that allows you to be here." The woman was born in the United States. There's a rising tide in America which views the United States as belonging primarily to a certain group of people, white conservatives, usually those identifying as Christians. They claim not to be bigoted. They even go out of their way to emphatically state the contrary, just as Welles did. But there's a dead giveaway. Only a white nationalist would say that someone isn't an American because of their religion or skin color, or country of origin, or family's country of origin. Who's the stranger in this story? Not the woman. It's the man who claims that America's values are not freedom and equal opportunity for all. He's the stranger to our values as American citizens. He's also a stranger to Christian values as stated in Scripture, like Exodus 22:21, which tells us, "You shall not wrong a stranger or oppress him," and Leviticus 19:34, which says, "The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself." As I said, there are two strangers in this story. The second stranger is spoken of in Scripture, someone new to the land who needs a little compassion, to be loved just like they were a native. But there's another stranger, someone estranged from the values of equality in the image of God and all people. As Americans, and even more as Christians, for those among us who are, we should make one of these strangers feel welcome and let the other one know that he is not one of us. But we have the order reversed. If you enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll subscribe and check back. In the near future, I hope to have additional content exploring theological themes in films, sort of like this, but longer and hopefully in a panel. This was kind of just a short, brief thing on my mind. And hopefully with the panel, we'll include people of faith and non-faith to keep the discussion kind of interesting. Thanks.